Welcome back to Battle Plan Podcast, a podcast focused on spiritual warfare. If you would like to learn more about Active Faith, you can find us at active-faith.org. We are working every day to expel evil, reclaim the land, and heal the soul, all through the Word of God. This is Dr. Charlie. Today, I would like to read a scripture for you and tell you about the things in it that struck me as I read it today. It's Malachi chapter 3, verses 16 to 18. Then those who feared the Lord spoke with each other, and the Lord listened to what they said. In his presence, a scroll of remembrance was written to record the names of those who feared him and always thought about the honor of his name. They will be my people, says the Lord of heaven's armies. On the day when I act in judgment, they will be my own special treasure. I will spare them as a father spares an obedient child. Then you will again see the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve God and those who do not. That scripture just struck me this morning, and I thought about all the times that I stood in the fear of the Lord. But one in particular rang out to me. It probably is one of the best compliments anyone has ever paid me. It was several years ago. I was running a nonprofit, and I needed a small loan for a project we were about to start, and I made an appointment. I went to see my banker, and I was sitting in his office. We've served on boards together. We've just done different things in the community together. So we weren't strangers, but I went in ready to make sure that I was prepared to answer all the questions that he had for me. I had bank statements, so he didn't have to look them up or print them out. I had a scope and a focus for the project. I had, you know, long-term goals, short-term goals. I mean, I was prepared, really prepared. And I handed him a folder, and it wasn't a big loan, but I still felt like I needed to provide things to show that I was really going to do what I said I was going to do. And I handed him the folder, and he said, "What's this?" I said, "Those are the documents that I felt that you might need. So as we talk about this project, you'll see why it's justified and that I'm good for what I say I'm going to do." And he smiled and he closed the folder. And he said, "Charlie, you don't need a piece of paper. The moment you made an appointment with me, I knew I was working with a woman of integrity." To this day, it brings tears to my eyes. There have been plenty of times I can think of that I was probably not the most integrous person in the body of Christ. And so I'm fallible just like everyone else. But in that moment, a man whom I greatly respected, a man whom I needed to do business with, was happy to give me a loan just based on my word. That alone just sent me into a place of security with the Lord, because everything I did for that ministry, I did because I cared about how it reflected upon the Lord. I cared about what people would say about my heavenly Father. You can say what you want about me. I'm just a person, and I have faults, and I sin, and I mess up plenty. But I never want my actions to reflect negatively on my heavenly Father. That is the fear of the Lord. That is knowing that everything I do is a reflection of my Father. And to find out that He's watching for that, and He records it in the scrolls. I hope my name is written in those scrolls. I hope that your name is written in those scrolls. You know, in a way, I went into that banker's office ready to do battle. Not that I expected conflict or negativity, but that's what our world prepares us for. Our world prepares us to constantly have to defend who we are and what we're doing and why we're doing it. But when I went to see that banker that day, my fear of the Lord had already battled for me. It had already won the fight. That's the way God fights. When we follow His law, when we live by His word, and when we do it with a happy heart, filled with the joy of salvation, knowing that He fights for us and He defends us and He goes before us and behind us, then our battles are already won. As you think about your battle plan for life today, why don't you review your actions in the community? Why don't you think about what people would say about you if you walked into a meeting and you requested something big? Would they need the proof, or would your word be enough? Till next time, this is Dr. Charlie.